Okay, so basically, we're going to be dealing with hearing the voice of God for ourselves. Now, as you all know, I sent four pictures out for you, and you could choose one. So, but to start off with, what I want you to do is just to look at that picture and just write down a few things that come to mind.
I have to go off the screen then.
And then once you've done that, once you've written down that, I would like you to just tell me which pictures you chose.
What must we write down?
Look at that picture and just write down what comes to you. Hey, Wendy, which picture did you choose?
I chose the bird picture.
Okay. All right.
And the thoughts that come to mind are like brightness, like really light, the actual light in the brightness, and the beauty and the freshness of it. Freedom. Freedom was just sort of a thing that came into my mind, and also life.
Okay. Right. Gail, what did you choose?
I chose the tulip.
Okay, tulip.
And also colorful and brightness, new growth, new season, variety, perfection, and also light.
Okay. Molly, what did you choose? You've muted yourself. Hang on, Molly, you've muted yourself. Let me just ask to unmute. Okay.
I chose the butterfly.
Okay.
Because it's so the vibrant, colorful beauty and free-spirited and so very, very complex on the movement.
Okay.
Reminded me of the majesty of God.
Okay.
I like to differentiate in life between magic and majesty.
Yeah.
Butterflies are majestic.
And Trace.
I also chose the tulips.
Okay.
And I've actually got it at the end of all my words, but I need to start with it, because when I look at that picture, all I can say is, what an awesome God that we serve in all that creation. And yeah, I see beauty and fullness, vibrancy, peacefulness, and splendor.
Okay.
What did you choose?
She chose the tulips. Yeah, tulips. Okay. Now we've just done. Okay, so just put that on hold for a minute. Okay. Everybody here,
what
is born again? Hey? No, I didn't choose any. I've only got four. There's four of you. I didn't choose any. It's not for me. It's for you.
It's not me.
Okay, I'll choose one later.
I know what you would have chosen.
What? The butterfly? I probably would have if I thought about it, because I just love butterflies, and it's what my name means. My name actually means queen of butterflies. Vanessa actually means queen of butterflies. So I would have probably chosen the butterfly, yes. Okay, so we're all Christians, yeah. And so there's a couple of scriptures I just want to give to you first. So firstly, in John 10, verse 27, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me. All right. Then in John 8, 47, it's talking to, I don't know if you've ever been in that place where you say, I don't hear God's voice. I hear for everybody else, but I don't hear God's voice. I don't know what to do next because I haven't heard God's voice. We've all been in that situation sometime in our lives. But the scripture that really spoke to me when I was saying that one day was that John 8, 47. It says, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. So every time we say we do not hear God, we're actually causing an insult on God because he says, if you follow me, you know my voice. You hear it. Okay. So basically, each of us should hear God's voice. And I know sometimes it is much easier to hear for somebody else than it is to hear for ourselves. Then let me just get the other scripture. There's a couple of examples in the Bible that you hear. You've got Samuel, who physically heard God's voice calling him. You've got Moses, who went into the very presence of God, not only heard his voice, but became radiant with the presence of God. So those are just some examples of people hearing from God himself. Okay, so we are in a way we are in a much better position because Christ has died for us. We are made righteous through his blood, so therefore we can enter the presence of God at any time, any given time that we want to. Actually, we are never out of the presence of God.
No.
Okay, but if we want to hear his heartbeat, we have to put our head on his chest to hear his heartbeat. So we do have to take special time to connect with him. But it can also be done on an everyday basis where if you imagine I'm sitting here and he's sitting next to me, I don't have to connect with him to hear his voice. Okay. Also, we have, in essence, we have six senses. We have taste, smell, vision, hearing, touch, and awareness, which is our spiritual awareness, okay? You know, sometimes some people call it that a knowing or your gut reaction or whatever, okay? Yeah. That's generally something within you saying either do something or don't do something. So that is ways that God can speak to us. Now, I shared with you, I think it was on the challenge, that I'm quite greedy sometimes, you know, most things. And I asked the Lord, I didn't want just one spiritual tongue. I wanted one for each occasion that I needed. Okay. So when I started hearing the voice of God, I started learning about different things. And I asked God to show me the different ways that he would speak to me. So if somebody says to me, how do you hear God's voice? I can't specifically say this is the way that I hear it, because I've asked God to show me many different ways that he speaks to me so that I can be more attentive. So is it through taste? Is it through smell? Is it through hearing? Is it through whatever means that he wants to communicate with me? Which way is he going to do it? Okay, so today we've just done a little bit of a test, not a test, but just a little bit of an awareness. Now, I want you, whoever, okay, before I say what I want you to do, I want to know who wants to go first. Nobody's responding. Surprise, surprise. Okay, Wendy, and then who's next?
I'll go, I don't mind.
Okay, and then after Tracy, who's going next?
No, I'll go.
Okay, and then Molly. Okay. All right. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take those words that you've written and see them as words that God has spoken to you specifically, how God sees you.
Okay.
So how does those words that you wrote down, how does God see you?
Oh, me.
Yes.
Bright and full of color. So like light shining out.
Yes.
Beauty and freshness, freedom and life. So okay. I suppose I'm free. I'm a free being. I'm not a prisoner. And I have life. I'm full of life.
Okay. All right. So did you see how you saw that? And if you hear what God is saying to you, okay, that's how God sees you. Okay. Who was it? Tracy was next.
I don't know about these words that I chose.
Okay. Repeat them.
I can put them. I had peacefulness in it.
Yes.
So I think that is definitely something I'm hearing a lot of now. And yes, I can say I feel it, which is a fantastic thing. But I think the splendor and the fullness and the beauty, I think maybe that's where he's taking
it.
No.
I disagree. What you saw is what God is saying about you. He said, you are an awesome creation in him. You are the beauty that he has created. Okay? You've got to begin to, the whole point is, he's telling you this. Okay? He's telling you, Tracy, you are my awesome creation. Tracy, you are beautiful. You are peaceful. Okay? That's who he created you to be. We might not necessarily be there yet, but that's what he's saying. He wants you to aim towards that.
It's what he's seeing you as. What he is seeing you as.
Yes. Yeah. And he's seeing the finished product. He's not seeing the walk between now and the finished product. And the thing is, the more and the easier you get to hear God's voice, the easier it is for you to renew your mind, the easier it is to walk in covenant, and the easier it is to forgive. Because when you begin, the whole point of this 8 weeks is knowing who you are in Christ. And knowing who you are in Christ is hearing his voice about you.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is what we are doing here. Okay. So let's go on to Gail.
You're next. Colorful.
Yes.
New growth and new season is very, very, that I see that in my life at the moment now. I'm definitely going into a new season and a new period of growth. Variety. I am a person of variety. I love variety. And I'm perfect. Perfection. And light.
Yeah. Okay.
I see me in there.
Yes. You see the bits that you're already walking in. But you also see the bits that you're going to be walking in.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Molly.
Well, like the butterfly, I had the beautiful color, the vibrant presence, free-spirited, and then aware that there's a lot going on. It's a complex little creature. And it just sort of came to me that the reason the butterfly has all those qualities is it's being true to its creation. It's being what it was created to be, not trying to be a bumblebee or a fly or a lizard. It's a butterfly. Yeah. God made a butterfly, and it's being what it was created to be.
Yeah. Now, just to add a little bit to yours, Molly, okay, because I happen to have investigated this, and I see your life in this, okay? You are at a place where you've been asking God to renew your mind, to help you to be more like him and where he wants you to go and be what you want, be what he wants you to be. Now, if you think about a butterfly, is firstly a worm that then goes into a cocoon. Okay. Then when it's time to be burst, it has to struggle. It has to fight its way out. If somebody comes and opens it up and lets the butterfly out, that butterfly will never, ever fly. It will be disqualified from life. It will die. But the more that it struggles to come out, the more the dust on its wings is ingrained into the wings, which enables it to fly to the heights that it was designed to fly to. Okay, so I see what you've been doing is you've been struggling through things in your life, but it's been a good struggle because you are coming out the other end and you're going to be able to fly to heights that God has ordained and predestined for you to fly to.
That's exciting.
I know. Amen. It's not an exciting process. Because God said to me at one stage that's what he was doing to me. And it can seem quite overwhelming, but if you keep the joy of the Lord with you, then it can be very exciting. Okay. So for Wendy, for you, I definitely see that God is not only doing something in you, but there is a freedom in you. There's a freedom to be who he's called you to be, but there's a freedom to do and to hear what he's asking you to hear and do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been that process I'm going through this year that I've been talking to you about, I feel like I have been set free. I am still being set free from things.
Yeah. I think in God, you're already free, but it's just the earthly drapings that are now being made loose. Yeah. You
said
you're totally free. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something about Molly's one, what Molly said to her now. Do you remember those words I got for Molly a few weeks back in the other group? It was before we started this thing. Can I read it?
Because yes, it's really you can.
Exactly. Yes. It's a little bit long, but it's more towards the end.
That's okay.
Nothing in God's hands is wasted on or broken beyond repair. And there was Psalm 139, verse 13. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Molly, God knew you before you were born, planned and designed you, and he's calling you out of your hidden secret places into his warm, glorious light. That's the butterfly coming out. He's fashioning a new thing of your broken bits, one that will reflect his shining light in all its amazing colors. You, Molly, are a multifaceted being created in his image. God wants you to stand out, to be unafraid, and let people see his glory as it shines out of you. All the colors, there are so many colors that will shine out of you. All the colors that will shine out of you is in you that will speak to different people at different times in their lives according to their word, their needs in God. God wants you to stand up and be proud of who you are. There's the majesty in the butterfly. And I got a picture at the time of a peacock, a shimmering body and spectacular tail.
I saw that, yeah.
Not be able to turn away from the beauty of God's glory reflected in you, radiating out of you like a spectrum. So I think this butterfly thing is sort of it's a confirmation and it's like a continuation of this theme for Molly. I think that's been, to me, has been coming out.
Yeah.
Well, I have to throw something by you guys about that. Like, that was a very precious words to me. And but I have a sister who's in the hospital. She's about 60 and possibly losing her leg.
Oh, wow.
But she's very depressed. But this girl has had a, traumatic life, several marriages, absolute terrible little thief, some bad behaviors. Anyway, I took those words that you gave to me and tried to give them to her laying in the hospital bed. I said, I want that for Emmy. that's awesome and that's beautiful, but I'm okay. Like, I'll make it. I want Emmy to have that, those words. So are you allowed to pass them on, or do you have to keep them when somebody gives you a word?
No, if anything that you receive from God, we'll be dealing with that next week, but if anything you receive from God, if you can sow any of what you've received, retain for yourself. If you think about a farmer doesn't sow all his seeds at once. He does retain some. And sometimes if he's anything like Angus Buchan, he will probably sow to his neighbors. Okay? So think of that word as a seed or seeds, and you can share whatever you feel God has highlighted on your heart for Emmy. You can share that with Emmy.
No.
She doesn't talk to me, and we never talk about God. They call me names.
Well, I think we've all been
call me Holy Mary Mother Molly.
Well, I think you, these sessions and these words for you are, I think you should allow the beauty and your colors and your freedom. And I think if you think of the butterfly, even the peacock, able to fly, and also coming out of the dark places, you just let yourself shine, Molly, and she will see that and want to be, you're like, will be drawn to the color and the light in you. You can't give somebody those things if she sees it, and you have to embody that on God's behalf, and just pray for that God will draw her towards the light and the color that is embodied in you. I think.
See, there's no visitors allowed, so I can't get in, because otherwise I'd just touch her and pray when she didn't know I was praying.
Yeah,
but the Holy Spirit can go in there.
Yes. Yeah. Done.
Anyway, it was just, I thought that was such wonderful words, and I appreciated them, and they made me cry inside. But I thought, that's what I want for Emmy. That's the only thing that's gonna get her out of that bed, is the Holy Spirit, and God Himself has seen all her stuff. It's not a big deal to the family, some of that stuff is, but not to God.
Okay, Gail, can you please pray for Emmy?
Dear God, we just give you thanks and honor and praise, Lord. Mm. Lord, that where Emmy is laying right now, that you would touch her with the Spirit of God, that you will put people in her path, Lord, where she is at right now, that will be able to share God with her, that will be able to bring the light of Christ into her room, the light that Molly experiences and that Molly shines. Take that light, Lord, supernaturally, and send somebody to Emmy's room right now, Lord, that will be able to shine that light for her. Lord, your majesty, you are an all-seeing, all-knowing, all-present God. And I pray that you would surround her bed now with warring angels, that supernaturally she will stand up out of the place that she's at, Lord, from that hole and that pit of depression into your glorious, glorious light, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you that we can petition you at times like this. So we say, Emmy, by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ, be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. And Father, just to add to that, we just thank you for full salvation, Lord. Not a religious one, but Lord, a setting free. Freedom to
know you for who you are, not what the world says you are or anybody else, but that she may know you for who you are to her, Lord. May you be to her everything that she needs at this time. And we thank you, Lord, that she would phone Molly and give testimony of everything that you've done in that hospital, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you for this. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So hearing the voice of God isn't something that has to be mystical. Sometimes it is. It's an adventure to go on. You know, sometimes we hear an echo. That's when we haven't listened the first time, we hear this echo, you know, and we hear it again and again and again until we're obedient. But it is a voice that can lead us and guide us. It's as I said to you before, for me, there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And with the Father, I tend to have serious conversations. What does this mean? Why? Help me understand. Okay. With Jesus, I tend to be, if something happens and there's a joke, then I say, oh, Lord, thank you for that. You know, it's a lightening of my spirit. It's a friend. And the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches me about the Father and the Son and teaches me who I am supposed to be created in His image. And so for today, I'm just hoping that everybody got something out of it. They begin to see themselves as God sees them. You know, we really have to, that doesn't mean we don't take anybody else's opinion. That means we don't have to not care. But ultimately, we have to care more about how God sees us.
Amen.
And how we are supposed to be in Christ than anybody else. Because if we truly become who we are, right, then we will be the blessing that God has bestowed on us to others.
Mm.
We will fulfill every single plan and purpose that He has in store for us. We will fulfill if we become who we are. So I'm praying, ladies, that as you take your pictures, you can do it with another one. That will be your homework. There's only one thing this week, is I want you to, through this week, to see how many different ways God speaks to you. And if you get stuck, just go and choose another picture. Look at the picture and say, okay, God, speak to me. Show me what you want to say to me. Don't worry about anybody else, but say, God, what do you want to say to me? Just this week, okay? I want you to concentrate on hearing God for you. And then that's what you can share with me, with us next week, is the different ways or the different things that God has shown you, how He's spoken to you. Now, it can be how He sees you. It can be, Vanessa, I want you to leave 5 minutes later today. Vanessa, I want you to go and visit so-and-so. It doesn't matter what it is. I want you to take note of the different ways that God speaks to you this week and what He's saying. So extra little bit of writing maybe is what's God saying to you. You know, and whether it's a funny, it's or a, like a social, or whether it's an instruction, or whether it's just some knowledge, it doesn't matter what it is. I just want you to be aware of that this week, so that we can begin to see ourselves firstly as God sees us, but also hear God for ourselves, because the Lord says, "My sheep know my voice." And we are so quick. I know I was. I can't tar anybody else with that brush, but I have. Because the Lord has given me the gift of encouragement and prophetic, I do tend to pray for other people far quicker than I pray for myself. And then I did at one stage say, Lord, you never speak to me about me. You never tell me about me.
And then he took me through all these different things of how sometimes I didn't recognize that he was talking to me because I wasn't aware. God speaks to us. You know, they are, it's like the Tower of Babel all over. You know, everybody spoke one language when God first created us. Then man got too high and mighty for himself. And what did God do? He gave people lots of languages. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to make it an adventure of discovering what language God's going to be doing this week. So I would like you to do maybe a taste one, and maybe a smell one. Or you could, or any one of the five senses, but maybe a taste and a smell, because those are unusual ones from the norm of what God's doing, not what God's doing, what people are doing in the world, you know. So it'll be, you muted, Wendy, did you say something?
Yeah, I muted it because my washing machine's making a noise in the back.
Thank you for your consideration for the rest of us.
I don't know, how do you do taste and smell what God's saying to you through taste and smell?
I also don't understand. Elaborate, Vanessa.
Okay. One example was I happened to be eating some strawberries one day. And I was taking the heads off. And as I put it in my mouth, it was so sweet and juicy. And I just thought, Lord, this is so nice. You created this. And then he said to me, but I created you. And you are sweet and juicy. And at that stage in my life, I felt as dry as a bone. I didn't feel like I had anything in me to give anybody. Okay, and as I was eating, he said, just as that strawberry is juicy, so that which is in you, which is me, is juicy for those that are around you that need to drink of me. Okay, do you, and does that make better sense? It's the same as see or hear anything. God can speak to you through those things. You know what I mean? You can listen to music. And it can be a secular song. It doesn't have to be a Christian song, but God can say something to you. It'll be a sentence. It'll be a phrase. And that phrase will hit you in the face. And you'll sit and you think, okay, God, what are you trying to say to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So does that make better sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So.
I think different people as well, senses are heightened in certain aspects. God, I'm a very visual person. I see things visually. I mean, I can go down. I was just, as an example, I went down to the beach one day and we've got this fresh water that comes out on the side of the walkway or from under the walkway and it falls onto the beach and it's cleared a whole lot of rocks. And so it runs over this rocks in going into the sea. And on this one rock, which was quite big, was a pile of sand, because it had now filtered, like you can imagine a river coming out in stream, and it leaves those little islands of sand wherever it's flowing. And this little piece of sand on this big rock was about 3 or 4 inches tall, but it was like a little finger of sand just standing on this rock. And that spoke to me mightily, is that no matter how much turmoil and that you've got around you, when you've planted yourself on me as when you use me as your rock, you will stand.
Yeah.
At that particular time, I needed that. But keep yourself planted on me, the rock, and you will stand. Wow. No matter how much turmoil is going on around you. So that's me. I'm a very visual person. I don't say I've ever experienced the smell or the taste before, if I can look back, but definitely hearing and seeing.
Seeing, yes.
Yeah.
See, those are tend to be the common, what I would call the common ones. Yeah. It's not common, but you understand what I'm saying. But yeah. The thing is, what I'm trying to do is there's so many love languages from the Lord that we are missing in our lives.
Yeah.
Because we only
focus. I'm not saying he hasn't spoken. I just probably haven't ever been aware of it. And now you've made me aware of it now. So now I'm going to actually...
I think because we don't normally think of the taste or the smell. It is just the one automatically goes to visual or hearing or whatever. That'll be good.
So I'm really looking forward to your sharing next week. I can see. It's going to be fun. And hopefully it'll be fun for you guys too. Do you know what I mean? Through this week.
Yes, definitely.
It's just learning more about the Lord in the way that He wants to speak to you. Do you know what I mean? Yes. And in your life. So many of us do think of visual because we think about the scriptures that say, you know, is it old people dream dreams, young people have visions. So we automatically think of visions and what we see. And as we said, like God, Moses and Samuel heard the voice of God. So we think about hearing. But what about the rest of us? God created the rest of us. You know what I mean? Yeah. You could be, I'm sure I shared it. In when I was in the bath and I had to, and God said, you have to love yourself before you can love other people. And that was a sense of my touch. I had to take the soap. I had to rub it on me and say, I love you. Talking to myself, but it was God's words talking. And I had to wash myself saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. Do you know what I mean? And then I have to accept every part of my body. So many of us have something to complain about our bodies, but God created us the way that we are. You know what I mean?
No. And
yes. Okay. Maybe our weight is our choices, bad choices that we're making. Okay. Which with hopefully as I've been speaking, hopefully renewing our minds will help us to get into better ways of eating, better ways of combating stress, all that kind of stuff. But it's not just eating, you know, there's other things that go into your mouth as well that can also be bad for you. But what I'm saying is the minute we begin to hear God's voice, it can be through any of those things. And that's why I'm saying we tend to try and limit God in just hearing and seeing. You know, even if you take a painting, most people you'll see when they paint, if they're painting a prophetic picture or a picture that God's laid on their heart, it's normally done with a brush. But you don't see many using their fingers.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? And fingers were made before brushes. So use your fingers. Do you know what I mean? Use what God has given you. And God will expound on the ways that He has to talk to us. So that's all that I have to contribute this week. So I'm hoping you all enjoyed it. And I'm hoping you're going to have fun hearing the voice of God for yourself. And it'll be brilliant to... for you all to share. What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to stop.